welcome to Marooned at Mugbite's headquarters. What day are we at, Mike?
37. I'm going to be marooned.
Are you going? You're heading off.
I'm going to be marooned in the bathroom.
Right, so this is hello and goodbye from Mike. I can't get the staff. Now I know how Mugbite Siri feels. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Deb. CQ. Ruby Chocolate Magnum.
Really?
Do you think I'd like a Ruby Chocolate Magnum?
I don't know.
The way I'm feeling, yes, that's fine. Anything's fine. Send one over, Jonathan.
No, I've got
some a white Magnum, haven't I? Which doesn't count as chocolate. So, can eat as many as I like. What are you looking at now?
A dog.
I've moved things around in the office. And now he's become a menace to himself.
See you later.
Oh, I've also got to tell them at the beginning of the show. We have the office window open. I can hear a car, but you probably won't.
I can hear plenty of cars.
It's not good, is it?
Just a good job we don't do video, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Because I'm going for my shower.
Go for a shower, dear. Off he toddles. Right, he's toddled. He's going to a meeting. It's only virtual, but you know what he's like. So, what have we all been up to? I found a fabulous story. You know how no marriages, mind you, don't know about the divorce rate. Just thinking. Marriages are back on again in New York. Zoom marriages. Couldn't make it up. In fact, Jonathan, it's worth having a look at the picture on that one. I think there's something missing. Just saying. I think there's something missing from that lovely picture of a wedding. Right, have you opened up? Let me have a look at it. I'm not seeing the bit that I'm looking for, but maybe they don't need it at that bit. But my question, Jonathan, where's the hopper? Lots of videos as well, and no social distancing. But it did say there, the last one before the lockdown. Can't hear anything. That's me optimising the microphone to death, isn't it? There just seems today... If I wasn't thinking about it, if I was just sat here working, I would just assume it was a normal day out there. There's that many cars. Now, it's 7 o'clock now, and there's still cars. So it strikes me that people are just beginning to ignore it. But we'll see if it quietens down during the show. I did open. We should do some video of the office, shouldn't we? If you could see it for tech. But I have a desk in the window. It's like a bay window. And I have a desk in the window. And I used to work at that desk. But it's not actually wide enough for three monitors. And you wouldn't particularly want three monitors in the bay window either. So it became my secondary desk. And as stuff comes in and it gets unboxed, that's where it tends to be. So there was a lot of stuff on it. Anyway, I've sorted it out. So now I can actually see out of the windows as well. So I opened the big window. I had to close that, got blown away. And now I can see all these cars and I'm hoping that they're like one person in them that may be travelling to or from work. 2, 3, 4. There's just 4 cars gone past in convoy. I'm getting worried about this. I think they'll lock us down more because the government are making noises about it. As long as we keep to the lockdown. So, talking of the lockdown. Ooh, traffic starts to move here. Normal daily walk, no cars, several cars at 6 a.m. I mean, if their medic's going to work, fair enough. But it feels more than 3 weeks ago. And that's what's concerning. We did have a fabulous thing posted in... our M33 group, which is our local group. It's a guy, I didn't realise he lives really close. He only lives about 4 or 5 houses away. And he goes for his run and he does what he can do in an hour, which he's allowed to do. But he started dressing up. So today he was out as Captain America and he actually posted his route and people have been out cheering him on the way past. Fabulous, fabulous. He went all the way up the road near us that goes to the main road. So he's done both halves of the main road today. And people are now sending him requests so that he'll go past their house and they can clap for him as well. It's crazy stuff. So Boeing started on the night shift last night. Do you know who won't be starting on the night shift or any other kind of shift? Virgin Australia, gone bust. We were talking about him last night, weren't we? Hello, Tracy. Hello, Paul. How are we all doing? It's alarmingly early o'clock, Paul. Wow. So Jonathan agrees with the increase in cars. You just feel it. You just notice it. But I had some good news today. I think we mentioned this a couple of shows ago. Might have been Jonathan. We were talking about we'll be using more electric and more this, more that, but less petrol. Well, as I woke up this morning, there was a story on the news about Admiral, which is a car insurance company in the UK, giving refunds to people, giving a rebate back of £25. Guess who's insured with Admiral? Me! Not only that, Mike! And I'm not sure if Mike's mum didn't do it as well, based on our recommendation. Yay! So a revolting day for Tracy, with rain expected. If I was inside and the windows were closed, I'd think it was a lovely day out there. But the second I opened the window, everything flew off the desk. So it looks okay. I'm sure it's better if you're out there, but oh my, is it windy. It is windy. So I've got a tiny window open about 2 inches and it's still pretty windy. But I needed some air. I decided I was going to need to have some air because I haven't. I've set foot in the garden, but I haven't gone further than the garden in 7 weeks, I think. So Jonathan's saying he's going to ring up his and ask them to do the same. I think the pressure will be on companies now. Admiral have said they can afford to do it because obviously the number of claims has gone down and they didn't just want to refund it back to shareholders. They wanted to give it back to people, which I think is a fantastic gesture, brilliant gesture. So we went with them. My insurance always renewed from when I got my first car, which was the 15th of March in 1985. But we changed it. Mike's was due in November, I think, October, November. And I was putting him on my car insurance. It was a long story. But basically, we got a quote from Admiral and we went for a 2-car deal. So what they do is it's like a household thing. And it was way cheaper. And I mean something like my insurance was quoted at like £690 and we got it for something like £420 for the two of us. It was ridiculously cheap. So I said, well, we'll do it. You know, I'll cancel the other one and we'll do some jiggery-pokery and move it around. And we've been with Admiral for about 3 years now, something like that. Touch wood, not had to make a claim, so I've no idea what they're like in that regard. But the fact that they think of the customers rather than the shareholders, brilliant. Love it. Love it. You've got rain and you love it. I don't mind if it rains. We have had rain overnight, but not during the day, so, which is just as well because Lady Lola doesn't like rain. Not on a walk, she doesn't. She's been sunning herself in the garden today. We had a meal with a starter. So while we had our starter, we left her outside and she's loved it. Oh, Jonathan, you're in luck there. I've never heard of Bell. We got it direct with Admiral. So it was all done online. Can't remember now how I ended up even looking. Probably because I was quoted something stupid with who I was with. That's usually what happens. Because I can't be doing with this, you know, like the compare the market thing where you put all your details in and then everybody and their dog is ringing you. Cannot be doing with that. So I don't actually, I can't remember where we got them from. But, well, so fingers crossed for you, Jonathan. Fingers crossed. So the rain keeps the pollen down and the pollen lays on the car. Like a green carpet, the rain helps. We are actually only about 200 yards from, do you remember the field I told you about behind Rachel's that they set on fire? Well, that is quite an expanse of greenery. So I believe we get quite a lot of pollen, but I don't suffer from anything like that, so I don't really notice. Lola sneezes. It's quite funny, actually. Like, whoa, the dog's just sneezed. No, it's fine. Dogs don't get it. May used to sneeze a lot as well. So maybe there is more pollen than I can imagine. So one thing I'm not allergic to, as far as I know, a wholly owned subsidiary by Admiral. Oh, Jonathan, you've lucked out there, boy. You just need to have a word with them. I'm presuming it'll trickle down. They didn't actually say, I don't think. Let's have a look. Did it say on the subsidiaries? I just thought it was amazing. It's not often you see anything like that, is it? Right, go on, open the link. Where you go. It will be paid automatically to anyone with a car or van insurance policy with Admiral on the 20th of April. The company said it was a thank you to customers for staying at home, but also reflected the lower level of claims, which benefited its profits. Now other insurers are under pressure to follow suit, and so they should be. Some are offering to defer premiums for those struggling to pay, but Admiral's thought to be the first one, actually providing a refund directly to customers. See, look at all the good publicity they get from it. Should have thought of that. Owners of 4.4 million vehicles will receive the payment by the end of May. That's brilliant. Happy with them. So does it... Does it mention any other things? No. Just talks about the Association of British Insurers. So when the Navy sent me to Scotland, I love Scotland. You're allergic to the flower thing they used to make the saffron oil? Thought it was going to die. Oh my. God, that's bad. No, I've never had anything like that. I've been incredibly lucky. I've obviously got my gluten intolerance, which is not pleasant. We went to, what's it called? Sam Brooks. It's a pub around the corner. And it's like a gastro pub. And we went in and we had, what we were doing was, for about a year on a Sunday after Mass, we were reworking through this book. So we went and we had lunch and we did some work. And this particular day, it said on it, you know, gluten-free desserts. And it looked gorgeous. So I said, well, it's gluten-free. You know, let's have one. Let's treat ourselves. So we did. And it was nice. It was some kind of sort of sticky toffee something or other. And it was really nice. Oh, were we ill. So about 3 days later, I'd lost like 5 pounds. And I said to Mike, that wasn't gluten free. And he said, no, I don't think it was. I said, no, it wasn't. Because the symptoms that I had were exactly the same as if I'd eaten gluten. But it definitely said on it gluten free. So we've never indulged again. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? We had some video on from Ohio. I can't actually remember where, but they were holding a placard saying, my body, my choice, end lockdown now. And then the VO was saying, this is Ohio. I'm presuming you weren't on the front line of that protest. Because I'm looking at it thinking, yes, it's your body and your choice. But if you're a carrier, then you can infect somebody else and then it's their body and not their choice. So that's what we've seen from America at the moment. Now, what else did I have here? Oh, because there were some funny ones. We've got some funny ones. Today's the Queen's birthday. So we've had a video from the Queen of her as a child. So I'll pop that one in. But other than that, very quiet birthday. But the biggest news has got to be Captain Tom's been out again. Well, you've managed to get your tracky bottoms on then.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that hair.
Yeah.
It's all flat.
Yeah, push it back.
You look very different. Very different. Yes. Suave.
Oh, thank you.
It looks suave. I'm thinking possibly a shirt and tie might be an idea, though.
Well, I've got a tie. The shirt's downstairs.
He sat here topless. You do not want video on this.
No, you don't.
So I was right. There were protests over the weekend. Wow. Did you see the two healthcare workers confronting the protesters? No, they didn't put that on. We only get very little, tiny clips of stuff that is actually really important that I would love to see more of. And then we get bombarded with the same stuff like 9 times in an hour that's irrelevant. So they do tiny little bits. And no, all we saw was this placard that said, my body, my choice. And they were all very close together. It looked like they were outside some kind of governmental building. It was quite ornate and they were on like a grassed area. And I'm just looking, it's like, whoa, I mean, are they not seeing? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not seeing what we're seeing on the front line here, because Harry and Meghan, who are, I give up with them. I really do give up with them. He has come out and said it's been sort of overestimated. It's been bigged up, and I'm thinking, well, I can assure you, it's not your own father had it. It's not. The stories that we're seeing are absolutely horrific. And these are people who, like frontline medics, I think we've had now over 100 died. And these were formerly fit people and relatively young, the majority of them. And then he's saying you're over-egging it. Maybe that's what he's seeing in the American media. I don't know. So, Jonathan, you get it. Bell stay-at-home refund. That's fabulous. That's brilliant. Ah, you see, we made the right choice, didn't we? We went with the companies we went with. The one I was with before, no chance. They would not have given you a bean back. Absolutely not. Fantastic. And you had protesters too. I must admit, I can't understand it. I really can't, but people, hey, can't live with them, can't shoot them. Although I'm working on that. No, today was a fantastic day. I know Pete's not with us, but I can understand why. The NHS Nightingale Harrogate opened today and was opened by none other than Captain Tom. So there's some lovely pictures of him there. He didn't go there, obviously. It was done remotely from home, like Prince Charles did. But there's a little video that you can watch as well. So it was opened today. Fabulous, fabulous. See you, Johnny. See you shortly. Say hello to them all. That could be it, Kim, that you spread out. We're seeing it quite in the higher populated areas like London, Birmingham, Manchester. It's not good. Manchester have come off quite lightly so far, to be honest, surprisingly. But London, I can understand it, because in London they've got the underground, and that must be. I couldn't believe that was still open when they, before lockdown. And I remember thinking, what must it be like on the underground? Because it's that kind of claustrophobic, heaty handrails that you have to hold on to. You can't really get on an escalator out of the underground and not hold on, because people are flying past you. There's etiquette on the underground. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I think it's you stand, I'm trying to remember now. You stand to the right, either going up or down, and anybody who wants to rush past, rushes past. So in Manchester, that would be unheard of. In Manchester, you would just stand on the left, the right, wherever. You know, I might be on one side, Mike might be on the other behind me. We turn around, we talk to each other. No problem at all. You try that in London, you will get killed in the crush. It's like an unofficial thing that you leave the left-hand side free for people who want to rush up and down. So you really do have to hold on. In fact, that's so much of an ingrained thing. There was a video did the rounds about 6 or 7 months ago of a guy on the underground, and he had a guide dog with him. And the guide dog's obviously guiding him. So the guide dog gets on the escalator, which is pretty hairy scary for a guide dog in the first place. You know, it could get fur caught in it. And the guide dog was by his side, obviously. And this guy was trying to push past, and he actually kicked the dog and hit it with an umbrella. He's like, what? It's a guide dog. But that's what they're like. They don't have a second in London. Not a second. So I wasn't surprised that the London figures were bad. Not sure why Birmingham's so bad. It is the second city, but they don't have an underground per se. We have a metro in Manchester, which is an overground tram system. So not quite as bad as an underground, because most of the areas of the underground are walking through the tunnels. I would imagine there's a huge scope for picking up a virus just through the tunnels. I don't think you would even have to get on the train. And the trains are the bit that they're actually cleaning. But the rest of the station, you know, you'd have to shut it to clean it. So not good. Not good. But possibly not as bad as they thought, from what they're saying. Having said that, it was a classic today. The figures over the weekend had dropped like a stone. So the deaths per day had gone from being in the 800s to in the 400s. For, I think it was 2 or 3 days. Today, The figure is over 800. Over 800 people died in the last 24 hours. And they're still there saying, oh, yes, sir, it's flattening out, it's flattening out. And I'm looking at these figures thinking, have you seen that upkick at the end? And they're ignoring it. These are the medics. Oh, right, let me have a look at that one, Paul. I don't think we've seen much in the way of people screaming blue murder about being let out yet. A silent counter-protest. That's brilliant. I really don't understand people. I really don't. They should adopt my approach, shouldn't they? Drag them in on bedpan duty. See how long they last. I mean, these posters land of the free. It's just a cold virus. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mind you, we are rolling Boris back out slowly. Boris is going, he's had a word with Donald today. I guess somebody's got to talk to him. And he's having a word with the Queen later in the week. So it looks like Boris is being rolled out again. You saw something about places not reporting on the weekend. Yeah, that seems to be what happens, Paul. One of the medics said last week when the figures were a lot less on the Monday and Tuesday, but that happens because of weekend reporting. But still, the politicians were like, oh, no, it's fabulous, it's fabulous. And then on the Wednesday, up it went again. So it's actually gone up earlier this week than last week. And it's gone up a lot more than this time last week. And they're still saying it's fabulous and it's all levelling out and don't worry about it. Yeah, OK, then. I'm ignoring them and I'm still not going outside. I did hear another one, though. Who wants to hear about a COVID idiot? This one's a classic. I couldn't find a link to it. It was in a whole list of other ones, but I had to cover it. Oh, look, he's got it. He's got his shirt on now. So Kim says she's still planning for a second wave to hit. You're in a webinar. They were saying the next wave will be in the fall. No, I'm not going out either. I don't fancy it. Even Mike is much more of a going out gregarious people-y person than me. I'm actually quite an introvert, believe it or not. You probably don't believe that, but I am. And I'm kind of backtracking, thinking like, yeah, October's fine. Because in October, we've got a stone laying ceremony. So I'm like kind of working back thinking, and is that doing in September? But that could wait. And I worked out I don't need to leave the house till October. But the person in charge of the stone laying's actually saying, do you know what, might put it back. In which case, I wouldn't have to leave the house unless I wanted to. And to be honest, don't want to. So I agree with you. And I think I've seen some figures where there was an almighty spike after they let people out. And I thought, surely people wouldn't be that stupid. And then I read about the COVIDiots of the day. This one was a corker. Men fined, more than one of them. More than one of them. Have been handed fines totalling £240 for making a 25-mile round trip to pick up, you're thinking it's important, aren't you? No, takeaway burgers. Derbyshire police said the men who were friends but did not live together were found parked in a vehicle in Harriet Street, Normanton, Derbyshire, yesterday at 7:45 in the evening. The force added the men had travelled from Burton-upon-Trent for the sole purpose of buying the burger. A spokesman said all four had a meal each consisting of a burger, chips and a drink and were parked up eating the meal. The burgers cost them £240 in fines for ignoring the government guidelines, officers from Derbyshire West Response Team said. I mean, really? Have you ever taken a Myers-Briggs test? No, I haven't, Kim. I've heard of them, but I haven't actually sort of sat down and done one. I guess I should actually, shouldn't I? My problem is, you know, people who are, let's use the right word, wrong, but really overly confident and loud and gobby, just try and shout you down. And I can't be doing with it. So I sit quietly and watch. I people watch. It freaks Mike out. When we went to one of his, every year, good few years ago, 20-odd years ago. He was always employed at one company or another. And every year they'd put on a big do, Christmas do. And obviously I don't drink. And I was literally the only one who didn't drink. Because what the company did was paid for not just the meal and the party in the evening, but they paid for a hotel room overnight. So wherever it was, and one of them was some beautiful place. It wasn't Shrigley Hall, but it was something like that. It meant that everybody could go along and they could have a drink. So I always said to Mike, I'll drive back in the morning, but you know, so you can have a drink. So I'm the only person in the room not drinking. Oh boy, do you learn a lot about people just sitting and watching whilst sipping cool water. There was so much brown nosing going on. It was sickening. So I absolutely love that. Oh, if they're fun to take, I'll do one. There you go. Please understand me. Oh, that's a really good one. I did buy a book called Quiet. Can't remember who it was by, but it was something about how introverts are going to take over the world. And I thought, yo, definitely need that one. Quiet. Bought it a while back. Haven't actually got around to finishing it yet. Susan Cain. So did I have that? I think I had the Kindle version. I did. I'll send you a link to the Kindle version. As I said, I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know. I can't recommend it per se, but it was about introverts and stuff. So, yeah, might have to do that. Less than 3%. Well, you're just special, Kim, in an excellent way. This is what gobby people don't understand. They just shout louder and I can't be doing with it. So that was our first COVID idiot of the day, 25 miles for a burger. Now, do you remember I mentioned people setting fire to things? Particularly the field behind Rachel's house that she could see from her window. Yes, yeah, seems it's a thing. Who knew? These ones were kids. One was 17 and one was 15. At 4:45 in the morning, I mean, normally you can't get a kid out of bed at that time in the day. But just look at the pictures. And that, how close to houses are they? Bedpan duty? Do you know, they'd never need to empty another bedpan if I was in charge. There'd be a whole queue of people doing that job. And the last one I found, which should have known better, definitely should have known better, was a cricketer. And I hadn't even heard about this one. It was on the, was it the 19th? A couple of days ago. But literally, drunk driving. One, why are you drinking? And two, why are you driving? Three, why are you doing the two together? Unbelievable. I'm going to have a look at that one. Sports Yahoo. A mare? You're kidding me. Why am I not surprised? Reading it. Topic of controversy. So the City Parks employee saw someone working out in a park downtown, went over the person to use the park. They should need an IQ test. They need an IQ test. Oh, good grief. That is a beautiful park, isn't it? Is that a real photo? Wow. It looks so light and clean and airy. Our parks are full of trees and look quite dark, really. What an idiot. God, they're all as bad as one another. One of the football managers got into trouble for taking some players out for a training session in a park. This was after he'd gone and delivered food parcels to people. So he was like, oh, look, I'm doing a good job. And then as soon as he thought they weren't watching, he was back there with his team. You could not make it up with these idiots. You absolutely couldn't. Anyway, how many of you got the email and how many of you actually read it? You're all frantically trying to see what it said now, aren't you? Because nobody's mentioned it yet. Bedpan duty, Kim. International bedpan duty. It reminds me that of a film or a drama. I didn't see it all, but this was the clip that they showed you. And it was the first Iraq war. And it was a guy who's since become an author. He writes kind of, oh, what's his name? like SAS type stuff books. Can't for the life of me remember his name. But they turned it into a TV series. And because he doesn't write under his own name anyway. He writes under a pseudonym. Let's have a look. No, I can't find it. I see lots of SAS survival. So there it is. Andy McNab. Bravo 20. That's the one. It was a bit in it where he'd been taken hostage and they had him cleaning the latrines. Yeah, and having seen it, it isn't something you'd want to do. So definitely bedpan duty. Hello, Anthony. Well, how are you doing? Right, well, in the mail, I particularly said, do you mean the Day 37 email? That's the one. That's the one. The crew are up to mischief. Yes. So I've got serious questions. We're taking a straw poll about Kit. So it's yes, no, and your thoughts. So yes, you would buy. No, you wouldn't buy. And then your thoughts. So it's all of the new Kit, really. There's the iPhone SE 2. A yes, a no, and your thoughts. My thoughts were, price seems pretty reasonable. Obviously, I'm not in the mood, in the market for another iPhone because I only got my other one last September. Good time to release it, bad time to release it. Don't get me going. I'd have Tim, little Timmy on bedpan duty as well. But it does look a decent piece of kit. I'm finding it really weird, though, how many they expect to sell because people can't get into the store. Now, I know they can get it direct from Apple, but getting it direct from other phone suppliers where you've got your contract with them is going to prove a little bit more problematic, I would have thought. So I'm not at all sure that it's the right time to release it, even though it does look like a reasonable thing. Plus the fact, does anybody else get confused about how much stuff they keep bringing out? Like how many different iterations of the iPad there are. The iPad Pro, the big one, the small one, the Air, the this, the that. And you're like, oh, please make it stop. The fact that the pencil on the Mini is only revision one of the pencil and not two. It's just like, whoa. So Anthony's a no, doing okay. It is good as for a first iPhone. And it's good for somebody who wants a new phone, maybe for the decent camera, but isn't particularly worried about the rest of it. So I do think it's a good phone, but I'm with Kim. It's a bad time to release it. Your credit card's still on overload. Yeah, the other night, Mike doesn't know this. He's next door in his meeting now. But the other night, what was I after buying? I'm trying to remember what on earth it was. But something came up and I thought I need to sort that out right now. And I went in to buy it and thought, best not put it on that credit card because I can't control what Amazon does. So I ended up with whatever it was. I had an option of doing a PayPal thing. So I took it out of PayPal instead because I didn't know if Mike had paid off some of the credit card. I didn't dare have it going over. Yeah, my credit card was made up on the 17th, but with Royal Mail, I probably won't get the bill till probably another week. So I could online bank check, but I don't bother. It can't be anywhere near the limit, because if it is, there's no way I'd be able to pay it. So I'm reckoning it's not going to be pretty, but it could be worse. Could be worse. Right, so Paul's saying no because you have an XR. You recommend it to your parents because their cell phones are so old they no longer work. That's a good time to update that. That's when you've really had your money's worth out of it, isn't it? And that version of the network was shut down. Yeah, we had some people here who had older Android devices. And apparently it stopped supporting things like WhatsApp. And it couldn't be updated. So that was the time that they all tended to update their phones. Our friends are kind of 50-50. There's the ones who've got an iPhone and they're quite happy. And then the others are either they've got an iPhone and they would go to an iPhone, but they're of the mind they've bought one once and then don't have to buy another one for 15 years, a little bit like they are with their computers. And then there's the ones who are Android that fall into two categories of they're Android because they won't spend the money on an iPhone, or they really, really prefer Android. And the problem that they're finding at the moment is that stuff like FaceTime, people are using the term video conference when they mean FaceTime, and then they can't get through because obviously FaceTime's Apple only. To me, just use WhatsApp and be done. I've got people that contact me in one of about five different ways, and I'll just get a message and I'll think, oh, okay, I'll get back to that later. When I go back, I think, what app did that message come in? Because it could be WhatsApp, it could be iMessages, it could be a FaceTime call. I have no idea. They just ping me on any different ways. They don't seem to have any common sense with it at all. It could be Skype, it could be anything. And then I have to go and look. And I'm seriously hoping it's never Facebook, because I can't find anything in Facebook. Do you have to install an extra thing to get the messages? I'm lost with Facebook. Useless with it. Totally useless. They had flip phones. Nothing wrong with a flip phone. I had a flip phone, which was the last one before I got my iPhone. Not even a smartphone. We've got a lot of people in our group, and they're not in the WhatsApp group because they don't have a smartphone. One lady refuses point blank to touch technology at all. And what's so funny about that one is we've always felt throughout Mike's year, which obviously ended last week, but we always felt through the year we really wanted to keep her engaged. And it was very difficult. You know, you had to ring her up, and she's also deaf. So trying to converse on a phone's tricky. She does a lot of lip reading. So she's not 100% deaf. She can follow you when you're in front of her. But if you put your hand in front of your face, then she struggles. So on the phone, it's quite tricky. But what was really funny was when we did the end of year party online, I don't think they came. But the following week, we did a by request. She's now hooked on the radio station, which is fantastic. It's brilliant news. Dad was thinking about the 7 or an 8. I believe the SE has replaced the 8, which makes sense. And it would be newer. So good time to push them in that direction. So what is the secret project? What's your one about that's been included in the email? Yes, it's the secret project. Is Jonathan back? Don't think he is yet. We've been threatening for many, many weeks. There'll be a podcast. That's the secret project. So we're going to be discussing all of the new tech, and I wanted your opinions on the new tech. I know my opinions on the new tech, and you should know I haven't bought anything. So clearly it wasn't that compelling. But I wondered what your thoughts were. I'd go for an iPhone if I had an older iPhone, maybe, and I didn't want to spend the money on an 11. But once you've got the 11, then you're not going to be in the market for that. Obviously, the MacBook Air, it seems like a good machine. It's certainly cheaper than the MacBook Pro, but would you? So pretty much with the phone, it seems no one's actually like, yes, I'm definitely going to get it. How about the MacBook Air? Would you go for a MacBook Air, or would you go for a MacBook Pro? Would you go for something totally different? Because Mike did. He went for a Surface. I went for a MacBook Air when I got my last MacBook, which was the week before we started After Hours in 2018. You're most interested in the new Microsoft folding tablet. Do you know that is a brilliant point? I mean, they announced that last year. It's not had that much publicity since, but I was watching it thinking, whoa, this is innovation. Obviously, we've got no prices yet, but it did look really nice. If they can carry that off, I foresee that Apple will be behind the curve there. Bought an iMac last year, not in the market. Don't really have a need for a laptop. Would probably stick with an iMac. I always would stick with an iMac. If I had to choose between a desktop computer and a laptop, it would be the desktop computer. Absolutely. I went for the MacBook Air because I've only ever had three Apple laptops. One was a 17-inch, which I absolutely adored. I got that in September 2006, and I loved it. To me, that was a desktop computer that you carried around with you. My father, I got my first iMac in April 2006, and my father had a PC. I know that. I built it for him. And he was a menace with it for the things. The trouble he could get into with a PC was unbelievable. Good job I built it so I could fix it. By the Black Friday sale in November 2006, Mike and my father were in the market for an iMac. So Mike took my 20-inch and I got a 24-inch and my dad got the 17-inch. So between us, we had the 17, 20 and 24-inch, the full family. So my laptop, as I looked at my father's iMac, it really felt I had an iMac with me in a better form factor. Obviously, it was hugely heavy and the battery lasted about 2 hours if you were lucky. But the thing was, you could buy another battery. An Apple battery would have probably cost you about £70 at the time, but I got two batteries from Amazon for like £25 each. So I could do quite well on the road. Obviously, it was heavy because I had to take the batteries, but definitely worth doing, I would say. So I loved my laptop. Then I moved to, I had that 6 years and it was still working, but obviously it was quite slow then. And then I got a MacBook Air because I needed portability and I was quite concerned about the power of the thing, but it's been okay. So when I was up for another laptop and I said to Mike, you know, there's nothing actually wrong with this 2012 MacBook Air, but it's over 6 years old now. It's 6.5 years old. So when it can't cope anymore, I don't want to be buying mid-cycle. And that was why I decided to buy one in 2018. And it's been a good machine. It really has. I wouldn't want to go anywhere and just have an iPad. So that was why I got the MacBook Air. If I was using it as a desktop computer hooked into a monitor, no, I don't think that would be the one. I think you'd have to go for the Pro. Right, let's have a look what you guys are saying. So I'm with Anthony. iMac will always trump a laptop for me. Absolutely. So you're waiting for the future 13-inch MacBook Pro. Hoping to replace a 10-year-old 13-inch. I bet it's the same model, Tracy. I've got a 13-inch MacBook Pro sat next to me. And it was my father's. We bought it in 2009. And it's still, touch wood, going strong. And it sat next to me doing the scanning because my scanner has long since stopped being supported on the modern computers. So I leave that on, I think it's El Capitan, and I just scan to it. And I then have it hooked up with Dropbox. So once it's done a scan, it waits like 5 minutes, make sure I've scanned all the pages, and then it copies the stuff into DevonThink. So it's not really like it's not attached to my main machine. So my father's trusty 13-inch MacBook Pro, and I've changed the hard drive in it twice. I put an SSD in it because it had a spinning disk. So the first thing I did was put an SSD in it. And then a couple of years later, I upsized that SSD. And yeah, they're fantastic. You can take the back off. You can upgrade the RAM. It's fabulous. So it's been upgraded a few times. I could probably put a bigger hard drive in it, but I've maxed the RAM out. And I think I'm now at the point with it. It's harder to use than I would want it to be. It could be upgraded, the OS, but then I'd lose the scanner support. But at the moment, because it's so far back in terms of the OS, when you come to log in, you have to put, there's nowhere to put the code. You know, when you get your secondary code on the screen, you have to type it in. You actually have to tag it onto the end of the password. It's that old. But it was a fantastic machine and it's still going. Oh, hello, Erwin. So we in Holland will be in lockdown until the 20th of May, just after our birthdays. It is. We have the same birthday. Oh, that's just brilliant, Erwin. Yeah, 20th of May. Whoa, at least you're working in hand. We were told 3 weeks. And anywhere between the 7th of May to the 10th of May, I think they'll push it to the 10th. And I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't pushed further. It's going to depend on how many COVIDiots are out there. Happy to report the traffic's died down. So 40 minutes later, hardly anything going past. In fact, nothing in about the last 10 minutes, which is good news. No on the air, prefer larger screens. Thinking about creating YouTube videos and going for a 16-inch MacBook Pro. The thing that put me off the MacBook Pro, and it's probably just a personal thing, When they brought the 15-inch out with that bar thing, the touch bar thing, I thought the touch bar was completely useless. I know they've tweaked it since, both in terms of the keyboard itself and the fact that there's an escape key on it and stuff. But the touch bar itself has never really appealed to me at all. I was hoping that they would bring out a fully glass keyboard that was completely configurable. I've been wanting one for years and years and years and years. And all they do is just keep playing around with the butterfly mechanisms. So I think I could be waiting a while. So Tracy would like an iPad Pro 11-inch, but he'd like to handle it first, though. I agree with that. I went for the 11-inch. Did it come through the post or did I pick it up? I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. I think I picked it up, which meant I would probably have seen the other one. But then maybe not. Maybe not with that one. I seriously cannot remember. I shall find out. But I saw somebody and he opened up his iPad and he had it in a case with the thing on the keyboard. This would be the 2018 model. And I'm looking from a distance of about a socially acceptable distance of about 3 meters. And I thought, oh, he's got the same model I've got. He's got the 11. And then I looked at it and thought, that's the 12.9. My 12.9 is the first and second gen. And I think there is a huge difference between that and the new one, the bigger one. I honestly, if I was in the market for them, I don't know what I would choose. Logic tells me you'd get better double space working on the bigger one, but I do like a portability aspect that I can carry it around. That's why I was looking at a mini, an iPad mini, but I never went for one because I felt the pencil was... Once I tried a Pencil 2, I didn't want to go back to a Pencil 1, let's put it that way, where I can double tap the pencil and stuff like that. But I totally agree with wanting to touch it. That makes total sense. Hello, Jonathan, you're back. We were talking about you in your absence. 125 was mentioned, Jonathan. Only in passing, obviously. Remember, when you least expect it. So do tell me when you least expect it. That's when it'll happen. So Kim's thinking about another screen for the iMac more than anything else. That's after I get a new iMac, but we'll wait until the virus is under control. I had an extra screen on my iMac quite early on. Not initially. It did take me a little bit of time. And when I did it with like a 17-inch screen next to a 24-inch iMac, but it was the only screen I had. Once I'd seen it, it was like, that's it, never going back. Once I'd got two screens, never ever going back. I did, as you know, completely redesign the office to accommodate a third screen. I'd wanted a third screen for years and years. There was no way it was going to fit on the desk. I mean, the desk wasn't small to start with. It's about 5 foot, but my desk now is over 7 foot. So it can quite happily hold three 27-inch monitors and quite happily does hold three 27-inch monitors. Now I wouldn't change from that. Now, I know some people like the focus aspect of just having a single screen. First time I noticed that was a youngster, a millennial. Jonathan, he was younger than you. He was a millennial. And he was made the point that he had a laptop and he couldn't understand people who needed more than one screen. And he worked in a totally different way to me. He maximised all of the apps and then like swiped between them with his trackpad thing. And I only use a trackpad for editing. And I thought, is he right? Am I right? And then I thought, you cannot do what you do, woman, without three screens. Even now, I mean, I'm broadcasting to radio, so I'm not doing it as video, but it's taking the entire three screens to do it. I've got my, you've seen it in the shows, haven't you? I've got the input audio on the left screen. I've got my notes and the chat on the main screen. And on the other one, I've got Farago, which is a soundboard. And I've got the output so I can monitor everything that's going on. The other thing is, as Paul was mentioning about YouTube, when you're prepping for a YouTube video, you do need some kind of visual on notes or other stuff. basically, while you're doing it. And that's why those beautiful curved monitors look amazing. And I'd love one for editing. But in terms of creation, no, it wouldn't work. I'd be only able to capture a certain bit and it wouldn't work. Trust me. I've tried. It wouldn't work. So definitely, definitely go for an extra screen. Your life will be changed forever, honestly. So Erwin can't work on a laptop. You prefer an iPad with a separate keyboard. That's interesting. I do use the keyboard on my laptop. I have the 2018 MacBook Air and I love it. I know I'm not sure if it's one of the keyboards that people actually absolutely loathed. But for me, I think it's a fantastic keyboard. What I don't like is the trackpad. I'm not a trackpad person. Waste of space, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't put my laptop in front of me and use a separate keyboard. My laptop is really like when we go away. So if you remember in February, we went down to Alverston Hall Hotel. We did a live broadcast for Brooklands. And we did all of that on a single screen on my laptop. There's no way I could have done that with an iPad. So no matter how good an iPad is in terms of writing on it or, you know, your mail processing, etc., not for the job I do. I do have iPads and I use them. I use them in a very specific way. I mean, I have an iPad on my desk right now. It's got one app running on it and it's doing a job. It's doing a job. The app is just a clock. Now, I know there's the inbuilt clock thing, isn't there? Let's have a look why that didn't work. Where are we? Where's my clock app? I think it was because the clock was wrong. No, I don't want to set up anything like that. I just want a clock. Can you zoom in on one clock? So you've only got one clock on it. I've got alarms, I've got bedtime, I've got stopwatches, I've got timers. But the world clock seems to have multiple clocks on it. What I actually wanted was to just have one clock displaying. Preferably digital. So I found this digital clock and this iPad sits there and it just does that. That's all it does. But it's brilliant for that because otherwise I'd have to have another clock on the wall in front of me. So the iPad's fantastic when you find a job for it to do and it can do that job really well. But I wouldn't want to not have an iPad if I was away from the office. I wouldn't want to not have a laptop if I was away from the office. But it's nothing to do with, I mean, the iPad is more than capable in certain areas, but unfortunately what I need to do, not one of the areas it excels in. And I know people can make podcasts on iPads and my hat goes off to them. I'd rather sit at a desk and do it quickly. When I have to sit down to edit a podcast, you know, it could be like the last podcast we put out was about 2 hours 35 and I need to edit that and I need to key in the MacBite Siri bits and I read, you know, all of that I need to deal with, not happening on an iPad. But if it's a simple edit, then yeah, you could get away with an iPad. Right, let's have a look then. So no for an Air, lack of connectivity, future-proofness. I'm loving that word. The Air is rather annoying, I'll be honest with you. When I had my 17-inch MacBook Pro, it had every connector on it. It was fantastic. I know they've gone for, obviously, the portability factor with the Air. But again, I'm taking it with me because I need to do things an iPad can't do. And therefore, I'm going to need to plug in. So last time I needed to plug in 3 microphones, which went through an audio interface. I had to take that with me. I had headphones on it. I wanted a network connection. I had a card reader, all of which had to hang off the thing. And worse than that, there's only 2 ports. So you're bang on right there, Tracy. The 2 ports, one I wanted to use for power, that left me 1 port for everything else, which wasn't going to work. So I ended up having to plug the 2 devices in and then use the pass-through power on one of those. But I mean, not only is it underported, there's another new word, underported, but that cost extra as well. And I had to make sure it would work with that particular model and then I had to buy it and test it. And then I've got to cart them round with me. It's a pain in the backside. I'll never understand that. And I sit there with it and I look at Mike's Surface and think, if only. In fact, I've actually got to the stage where I'm trying to research a replacement on Windows for Audio Hijack. If that was possible, then maybe there would be a surface in my future, like McJim. Right, so let me move on to this. Your daughters only work on their MacBooks. I think millennials, Erwin, they just love their laptops, don't they? They would find it as awkward or as limiting on a desktop as we would find it on a laptop. I love watching them the way they work, and you think, you know, you're going to end up with crab fingers the way you're holding it. I think it's just what they're used to. So Kim wishes Apple would come out with an ergonomic keyboard, and you'd get that in a minute. I want them to come out with this glass keyboard, totally programmable, where I could have, you know, when you buy these stickers that you put on your keyboard for a particular application, or you buy a dedicated keyboard. One of the keyboards that I must admit I have ummed and ahed about a million times is the Hindenburg keyboard. And it's silly, silly, silly prices. But I keep looking at it and thinking, it'd be nice that. It would be nice. See if I can find it. Oh, I thought it was on Amazon, but clearly not. Right, let's try just a general search. Hindenburg keyboard. It's quite expensive, but I can't help thinking, you know, it's from a company called Editor Keys. It's backlit. It's a nice keyboard. Which is a nice keyboard. I'll paste that in. That's what I've been looking at. Not quite ergonomic, but useful for me with what I actually do. But I do want one that's completely programmable, that I can just change the colour of the keys. And I actually find typing on a 12.9-inch iPad a joy. I really do have no problems with that at all. I do have, though, Erwin's got his wired keyboard since 2008. Ooh. Hang on, let me get back up the chat. I've lost a bit here. Hang on. Whoa, it's scrolling. Let me have a look. I'm still scrolling back up here. Hang on. Right, I'm still going. Oh, Helen's got a PC keyboard, hasn't she? And she likes hers. Logitech have brought one out. I've got a Logitech keyboard. I must take a picture of that. That's what I use with my iPad. But I find all these keyboards are slightly annoying in that the keys are slightly in a different place. This one is a Logitech and the keys are circular, which is great for typing on. But when you're using the command control stuff and the backspace, it's annoying. It's fractionally out of sync. Right, I think I'm in the right place now. Okay. So Paul's been using a Surface at work. Way too small. I do think with a mic, it's the interface of Windows that I find too small. You know, my 11-inch iPad, I can see stuff. The 12-inch Surface with the Windows interface, it is a bit small. I wonder if they'll ever do like a 17-inch one. I keep pushing that for an iPad, but I'm getting nowhere. Right, so the longer it goes on, the more you want a new MacBook Pro. Would you go for the 13-inch though, Jonathan? Is that the one you would go for? I must admit, I'd be tempted with the 16, but then I'd tell myself I'd never carry it. What to do? So Paul's thinking about an iMac and an iPad Pro. Excellent. you got the same birthday as Captain Tom. We'll all have to happy birthday you. Apparently, we're all singing happy birthday to Captain Tom a week on Thursday. Got to fit that in as well. And you may be working from home till August. I think, Paul, anyone with any sense will be working from home until at least August. I told you I'm already plotting for October. I'm fine. I must admit, there are things that I'm like, I found myself drawn to IKEA for a new chair. And they are actually delivering. They're doing no contact deliveries. So I'm foreseeing an IKEA delivery in my near future, especially when his chair starts squeaking. So what's this that's totally and utterly useless, Jonathan? Let me have a look. Is this the keyboard? Oh, the touch thing. I thought it was in the wrong place. I thought it would make sense, if you imagine yourself typing, if it was underneath your thumbs. So if they'd have moved the keyboard up a bit and put it above the trackpad, But that was obviously a step too far for them. I've seen it in store and I've had a go and I'm not taken. I would much rather have an external keyboard with a numeric keypad, with a Touch ID, with a glass top on it. That's what I'd like. But that's just me. And they don't seem to be listening to me for some strange reason. They have to switch switches on. Okay, so they are different. They're a different keyboard. In that case, I guess I'd want to check it before we started. There is the 14-day return window. You could do that. I actually know someone, Tracy, who bought both for the day of release and then decided that although they would probably have kept the 11, but they had an 11-inch from 2018 and decided that the difference between them was so negligible, sent them both back. And I thought, you do realise you're part of the problem price-wise, don't you? You know, they offer that facility, which they have to, you know, it's legally they've got to do it. Otherwise they wouldn't, because they certainly don't with software. And, you know, it's been abused. That is abusing it. I'd like to see them both before I made my mind up about my next one, but my next one won't be this model. Definitely not. Right, so Erwin uses an iMac with a 10-inch iPad for iOS development. Work on the iPad with Affinity Designer and both are brilliant. They are. Affinity apps are just amazing. They did tweak their interface a while back to make the buttons smaller. And I must admit, that threw me for a bit. That I didn't like that. I mean, obviously, it's great on the 12.9, but I felt on the 10.5, it was like, whoa, where have you gone? But I guess I got used to it. So Anthony's got the 2018 12.9. Took you time to get used to it. It did me. I had, at the point that my 12.9 arrived, it was November 2015, and I'd only had a 9.7. And obviously, by comparison to that, it was huge. And I did feel like this is too big, but you kind of got used to it, particularly for work that you would sit down and you would cradle it in your arm, which is, you know, how Steve Jobs launched the thing, that you were sat on a sofa. That was the whole essence of it. But now we've kind of gone the other way, haven't we? You're building up a desktop situation for an iPad, basically. Catching up. Remind you of the name of the clock app. Right, it's just a digital clock. It's called Full Screen Clock. There is a free version. I did not see any adverts in it, but there is an in-app purchase to get rid of adverts. So I liked it so much, I paid the 99p. And it's an in-app purchase, so you then activate it on other devices. So I've got it installed on about 4 or 5 iPads. And the only reason is, you know, it means that when I'm going live, I can stick this an iPad in front of me in a certain location, and then I can glance at it and know where we're at. I mean, I particularly use it in the music shows on a Saturday night, just to know when we're going from 1 hour to another. The first hour tends to be older tracks or quite mellow. And then we go into like maybe some more quirky stuff and a little bit more upbeat. By the third hour, we're into rock hour. And then anything goes after that. And I just kind of keep my eye on it. It's not that I'm trying to present the news on the hour, the top of the hour. Just really to keep your eye on it. Right. I'm looking at that one from Paul, who says, try that clock. I've copied that. Let me have a look at it. I'll regret this, won't I? Is it something quirky or is it brilliant? And is it for iOS or is it for desktop? Let me have a look. That is so cool. That is so cool. That's similar to what I use, only that looks more like a station board, where mine's digital. But that's a clock app and screensaver. Oh, that's a minimalist website, isn't it? That's better. And have a look at it. So both for free. Yeah. And there's versions for Windows. Oh, my. That does look kind of quirky. Kind of quirky, that. I'll have to try that. Right, we're going to leave that there. So I've got that link. Brilliant. So Erwin's using his old wired one. I've still got that one, and I do have a Matias Pro that I adore. But now Mike's working from home and he's training in the same room as me. There's no way I could use it because it sounds like a herd of rampaging buffalo wearing clogs. But I love it. I do love it. The only thing with it is it's a wired keyboard, so I have to have the wire going down the desk and all kinds of stuff. But it's a fantastic keyboard. The Apple keyboard does drive me mad on a regular basis. So the only thing that Jonathan uses his iPad for is Plex. Just never seemed to. That's the thing with an iPad. And yet, Jonathan, you were drawn to the new one. Are you just drawn to shiny like me? I actually said to Mike, what would the iPad have to have had for you to think, yes, I want to go for that? And we were both like, no. So the iPad at the moment seems to be a little bit overpowered and under-apped. It's the lack of certain applications or the workflows that make it impossible for me. I do use a lot of iPads, though, but that's because of what I'm actually doing. So if you were doing what I was doing, Jonathan, you'd probably use more iPads. Right, let's have a look. Anybody I've heard who actually has an Apple Extended Keyboard 2 absolutely loves them. I used one at university, and I must admit, I didn't really appreciate it. To me, a keyboard was a keyboard. But by comparison to the keyboard I had on my Amiga, it was actually nice and clicky, lovely. Lovely. We were very lucky at university. Mind you, we paid through the nose for it. Four USB-C ports are the minimum. I wish it had four. Oh, I do. The lack of ports is what annoys me. I mean, I've got a friend. Here's an example with the lack of ports. And she's got an 11-inch MacBook Air. She is quite happy with this MacBook Air. The only issue she's got with it is it's got 128 gig SSD. Obviously, it can't be changed. And that's what's causing her a problem in terms of storage. So my first thought was, why don't you just go cloud with something and use it on demand? Because, hey, you might as well. You're at home right now. So you're not going to be using any mobile data. Because she's thinking of getting the new MacBook Air to get 256 gig. And that's the sole reason she would upgrade, just for the storage. So if she could upgrade the storage, she wouldn't have the problem at all, would she? So the lack of upgradability does annoy me. And the other thing I was thinking was, if she'd have gone for the 13-inch in the previous iteration of the iPad Air, it would have had that slot in it that you could put a card reader in. And she could have just offloaded some storage onto that, and then she wouldn't need a new computer. So it does begin to feel a little bit cynical from Apple's perspective that the older ones had more options that meant that you could hang on to it longer and you didn't particularly need to upgrade. So if they keep it to the bare minimum and then charge you a fortune for going from 8 gig to 16 gig, it's £200, I think. It's £100 or £200. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous for the price. And then £200 for the hard drive and £200 for this. By the time you've finished, a model they're telling you is 999 is about 1,999 because you've just put three bits on it. And that's where she's at. And I went back and I checked and I thought, if she's got the 13, why doesn't she just put a card in it? But she didn't. She had the 11, which is the same as mine. And the 11 didn't have one. Very, very, very annoying. So if they bring out a new 13-inch, which allows you to max out 32 or 64, you'll go with the 13-inch, the 16's too big. I sort of agree with you, Jonathan, but I just like the big screen. I know you're right. I know when you're going somewhere, you're going to want to take the smaller one with you. Oh, daughter-in-law's birthday is the 30th. We will include her in our singing anyway, Tracy. Absolutely. Oh, Captain Tom sent a birthday card to the Queen. Isn't that cool? Because the Queen will be sending him one a week on Thursday. You did that with two cameras and decided to keep them both. I must admit, when I got the second gen of the 12.9, I couldn't make my mind up whether to get the 12.9 or the 10.5. And I ended up getting both. Very bad. But in my defence, I've only bought one since. That's the thing. It comes and you think, I'll test it. And then you get attached to these things. I understand that. We all understand that. Right. Just realise you can use the touch bar with the Affinity apps. Yeah, but Jonathan, the fact that that didn't spring to you until now tells you all you need to know. Your cousin had a clock that flipped like that. Do you know my dad did? He had a bedside clock. Used to drive my mum mad. It actually had the kind of plastic flip things in. So, of course, every minute it was flipping over and it drove her insane, but he loved it. He would do. He was like that. He loved radio of any description. No use for a new iPad, but doesn't stop you wanting it. That's sort of like me, but I calm myself down very, very quickly this time. Sometimes, you know what you've got like from usually Monday or Tuesday until pre-orders on Friday to make your mind up. This time it kind of came out in a press release and I thought, what? Oh, iPad. And I did read reviews and stuff, but because they hadn't presented it, it was actually quite hazy as to what you'd get. You know, what are the killer features of this thing? And everybody seems to have come to the same conclusion. Nothing really. You know, it's got a LiDAR camera on it, so it's great for scanning and 3D AR. But is anybody using that? No, move on. I don't even think you could tell the difference speed-wise. So once I got over the, you know, would you have this or would you have that? I thought, no, wait till next year. Next year's fine. So no great loss, I actually feel at the minute, which is unusual. That is unusual. Apple should make it so you can add cards to all models. Totally agree, Kim. They wrap themselves up in the glory of sustainability and how they're picking up the iron filings type of stuff, the aluminium filings, and making new aluminium out of them. Aluminium. It's eco-friendly, this, and the smaller boxes, that. And we're not giving you dongles because not everybody needs them, and you can buy them if you need them. And I think, well, just a minute. All of that's all very well. But there's an example of somebody who needs to upgrade their computer because there literally is not enough space. Other than that, the computer is fine. That's not eco-friendly. But no one seems to pull Apple up on it. I would if I got 5 minutes with Timmy. Timmy wouldn't like 5 minutes with me, would he? I'd ask the difficult questions. There was a movie with that clock called Groundhog Day. The clock had a role in the movie. I've never seen Groundhog Day. I know the story-ish, but I've never actually seen it. So Paul's on the 10.5 Pro and you've already waited a year. But Paul, the 10.5 Pro is my favourite. I absolutely adore that form factor. Even though I've got an 11, I felt the need with an 11. I could not get a gel back for it because of all the ports. Let's pick up said 11-inch. Right. It had, didn't it? It's got the pencil stuck to the side. And the speaker's on the top and the bottom. And it charges from the bottom. And you've got all your buttons as well. So basically, the side of it that's open, where the pencil sticks to it, has the volume up and down as well. I could not find a gel back. So I ended up getting a case that's one of the magnetic ones. It's very like the Apple one, but it's got no keyboard with it. And it's fine, and I'm happy with it. But because it isn't in a gel back, it feels a different device to me. Whereas my 10.5 is in a gel back, and it just feels much nicer to pick up and work with it. The other one seems to have this flapping all over it all the time. I've looked for gel back since and couldn't find one. So because of that, I think the 10.5, I wasn't expecting to want the 10.5 more than the 11, but I do. I think the 10.5 is a beautiful machine, but I prefer my pencil too. So I'm torn. So Tracy's youngest iPad is from 2015. Mike's is as well, Tracy. He got the 12.9 revision 2 in the November, and he hasn't had one since. And he just says to me, no, not interested. So Anthony thinks his 27-inch iMac was poor value for money. Because other than the RAM, there's no way to upgrade it. So my old MacBook, the chat's moving. Freeze chat. It's disappeared. My chat jumping all over the place tonight. I'm thinking it could be that. Right, there you go, got it. Old Mac Pro 2009, you're able to upgrade and design the case. Oh, I love the old Mac Pro. Oh, the Mac Pro. I wanted a Mac Pro and I waited and waited for an update. When they finally updated it, they brought out that flaming bin thing. And I watched the keynote with like, but it's a bin. And when I showed my mum the picture, she said, you know, this was it, wasn't it? This is the update to the Mac Pro. I said, yes. She said, are you getting one? I said, let me show you the photo. And she looked at it and she went, very funny. That's a bin. Now, where's the computer? I said, no, that's the computer. I used to do one-to-one training at the Apple store. And they let me dismantle a Mac Pro once just to play with it. God, it was wonderful. Oh, it was an amazing machine. And I can't believe what they did with it. Even the new one to me looks a bit garish. The fact that it's, you know, shiny rather than muted. And let's not talk about the legs and the price of the legs. No, I would have loved a Mac Pro, but I went right off it. Right off it. Good night, Jonathan. So it's on Prime. I'll have a look for it on Prime. So you keep yours in a Logitech case. I've looked at the Logitech ones. Are they the ones that have the keyboard? I know some of the Logitechs do, don't they? I don't really use a keyboard on my iPad. So to keep it as light as possible, because I prefer a gel back, and I can't put a gel back on this one because there isn't one. I wanted a very thin thing. So I've got like a fold over front on it, but I certainly wasn't adding the case to it as well. No. So Tracy's got the original 12.9. There's very little difference. I've got both Tracy and there's very little difference between them. I would say on a blindfold test, if you put one in my hand, I could tell you which one it was because it's heavier. The first one's heavier. But other than that, they are very, very similar. So Paul, it has got a keyboard because you keyboard all the time. No, I don't. I have this Logitech keyboard, which I'll get a picture of. And the iPad sits in it. It's really heavy, this keyboard. You can put an iPad in it. You can put your phone in it. You can have them side by side. So if I'm desk bound and I'm typing, that's how I would do it. I must admit, I don't do that often. But there is a reason for this. Because I have a standing desk, the desk in the window that I was talking about. There's more cars going past. Oh, it's all right. He's police. He's allowed. The one in the window, it's got like a little standing desk thing on it. And I've had stuff on that desk, so I haven't used the standing desk. And if I don't use the standing desk, then I don't use the keyboard. So I will be going back to using the keyboard now I've moved the stuff and I can get to it. That's what I'll be planning. Well, the one thing we haven't talked about, there's two items we haven't talked about. One is the iPad Pro Magic Keyboard, which apparently is shipping. It's delivering right now. £300. Approximately. I think it might be a little bit cheaper for the 11 inch. And it works on the 2018 editions of the iPad Pro. So who is in the market for one of those? Would you do that? It's like a case, but it must be heavy. When you put the case on the iPad and case is heavier than the laptop. So I have to wonder about the logic of that. But again, that's just me. Logical brain, rational brain. The thing is, when you open it, you've then got a keyboard and you've got this kind of proper stand thing built in, but it's $300. Who would do that? Now, I know, Tracy, you've got the original 12.9. I don't think it works with that one. I think it has to be the one with the magnetic back. But if it did work, is it something that you do? So Deb says she's had the second and now the 2018. There's a little difference with the screen. Depends on your eyes. Yeah, I've noticed a little bit of difference with the colour, but again, it's minimal. And once you're used to one, I don't think that actually matters that much. But who would actually go for one of these keyboards? And would it be because it's floating and magnetic? Or would it just be that you think Apple make a good keyboard? Obviously, it works with mine. And if you got it, it would be a little bit like how I treat the Apple Watch. It always feels like a new watch when I put a new strap on. So I kept my last strap, which was grey. It was a replacement strap and it was grey. And it had lines down it, unlike the plain Apple one. And I kept that for about 14, 15 months. And in the end, it split. And I thought, I'll just buy anything that's cheap. And I went on, there was a white one and it was cheap. And I thought, that'll do. And then I'll find a better one later. It arrived and it's fantastic. The Apple one that was white picked up dirt like there was no tomorrow. It ended up with green on it and all kinds of stuff. But this one, pretty decent. But whenever I put a new strap on my watch, it feels like new. And I'm wondering, can I get that new iPad feel by buying one of these cases? Am I insane? I was only thinking about it, to be perfectly honest. Sort of like the Surface, but the keyboard looks substantial. Yeah, not at that price. Yeah, Anthony, my thinking exactly. maybe. It doesn't have media keys. And if you get the 2020 iPad Pro, you're getting the whole kit, second pencil, magic keyboard. Oh, well, obviously, you know, if you get a new one, you've got to get the whole lot, haven't you? I remember somebody buying one and saying they didn't get the pencil, and I was like, but the pencil. Pencil to me is key to it. So yeah, I think if you're going for the thing, get the lot. Trouble is, by the time you've done that, the pencil's now about 120, isn't it? And you've got your iPad Pro and the keyboard. You're probably looking at more than for a MacBook Air. And at that point, I've got to think, you know, is an iPad going... Should I just get the MacBook Air and be done? This is where they're not making it easy. They are not making it easy. But you like your bridge keyboard. I've heard very good things about a bridge keyboard, but obviously, no, never used one. So you pretty much all sound like me. If you could print money, like if Admiral gave you more money, then you might go for it. But it does feel it's a little bit expensive. I said to Mike, if that was 120, and then I reconsidered and said, you know what? Actually, it shouldn't be more than £80, but I'd go to 120. Have you finished?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
You take your tie off now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the MacBiters don't need you in your tie.
Rest my clothes.
Ooh. Hang on, let me get my phone and I'll take some pictures for them. We've been talking about kit. We've come to the same conclusion. It's exorbitantly priced. Doesn't stop us wanting it, but finances preclude us buying it. Is that a good summary, guys? Well... And Jonathan's gone. He went off and had a call and then he came back, but now he's gone. So now we can talk about 125 with complete impunity. But he might listen on catch up. Oh, no, I mustn't tease him. It's not good. It's not good, is it? Well, hopefully by tomorrow we'll have more news about that. Who knows? So hopefully I will see you same time, same place tomorrow. We're not expecting any news in terms of when we're in lockdown till, unlike Erwin, who now knows. Day after our collective birthdays. That's good, Erwin. It means on the 19th of May we can have an online birthday party together. Excellent. What else have we got? No, I think that's it, isn't it? Erwin and I are having a collective online birthday because Holland has just been told they're not been let out until the 20th at the earliest, which is the day after our birthday.
Well, Dennis has got Prez's Sunday booked for mid-July. And he doesn't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. Somebody else. Why don't you sit where they can hear you?
Somebody else has got it booked for the end of June, haven't they?
They do. Well, it should be the end of June.
Yeah.
It should be the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. Mm. So moving it to July is naughty to start with. Anyway, we're going to head off.
To get something to eat.
Yes, hopefully. The bridge and the iPad Pro is a great combination. In that case, I'm going to have a look at that. I'll have a look at the bridge and I'll compare the price. But I still don't think... If I intend to do a lot of typing on an iPad, I'll pick up the bigger one. And I like the glass keyboard. That's why I'd love an iMac keyboard that's glass. I keep saying it. One day they'll listen to me, but it's going to be a while, isn't it? So hopefully I'm going to have some nice dessert. I'm looking at Mike. He's not making any noises this way.
I don't know. What do you want?
I don't know. We'll find something. Jonathan had ice cream, so now I'm all over the place. Exactly.
I had one for breakfast. Sorry, did I say that too loud?
I didn't have one for breakfast. I wasn't offered one for breakfast, was
I?
I didn't have one brought to me on a tray.
At 7:30.
No, I wouldn't have thanked you at 7:30. No. But, you know, if you'd have meandered in at 9:30, I might have been tempted.
You're asleep at 9:30.
I was, actually. But then what time did I get to bed?
I don't know.
About 5:55. So that's why half
seven. I got up
at
5:00. We like ships passing in the night.
Yep. Right, okay then. Well, we'll be back. Same time, same place tomorrow.
We'll see you next time.
Good night, everybody. Good night. So it is officially good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. One job. Stay safe.